You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Thursday and Friday, the IU Auditorium is the jump-off site for a new tour of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's based on the classic by Dr. Seuss, lyrics by Timothy Mason, and music by Mel Marvin. Our guest is Seth Bazakis, who plays the young Max. Seth, not a stranger to Bloomington, audiences got to enjoy his performance just last March as Huck Finn in the Cardinal Stage Company's recent production of Big River. Welcome back to Bloomington.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Interesting paths. Now, in the new tour of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, you play a character called Young Max. Who's Max?
Max is the Grinch's loyal dog and best friend, though the Grinch doesn't really realize that till the end of the show, of course.
A dog?
A dog, indeed.
Uh-huh. let's see. I'm looking at you. I see two legs.
Yes. They've done a great job costuming. I've also put in a lot of work to physicalize a dog myself as far as monitoring and watching dogs and then bringing that into my own performance. We do blend the worlds. There's times where I literally am on all fours and running around and barking, and then there's times where I am on my own two feet dancing and singing. So it is an interesting blend, but the audiences buy it, and it's pretty fun and comical to watch, of course.
Now, when you played Huck Finn here, that was clearly a role that in many ways relied on some of your gymnastic skills. I take it that this has some of the same aspects.
Yeah, the choreographer this production also jumped on that. It's very physical. The Grinch and I do a lot of slapstick. I also tumble a little bit in the show, jump around. There's a great number in the middle of the show, I won't give away too much, where we do quite a bit of acrobatics in the stealing Christmas portion.
Uh-huh. Now, as I look, of course, you know, you're dressed, so I don't see too much black and blue, but
it'll be hidden under that fur, I promise you, but it's all out of good fun. The Grinch likes to beat up in a loving manner on the puppy. Let's just say that. But it's all fun.
Sounds like a situation in which you want to be on very good terms. Buy coffee, check and make sure that you get his mail for him and things like this.
Exactly. You know, we're great friends. We pretty much spend every waking moment together on this tour.
Is Huck Finn, you were on stage during almost the entire show, and you were doing acrobatics, you were acting, you were singing.
You know, nothing's going to be quite as large as Huck Finn in the musical theater world, but the Grinch and I rarely leave the stage, only to grab a quick drink of water and run right back on. The difference with this role than Huck Finn, for example, is I took a very physical approach first with this role, as opposed to a very cerebral approach I took first with, obviously, the turmoil that Huck Finn went through. Max, I embodied the physicality first, incorporated what it would be like to be a young puppy and experiencing Christmas and having this, you know, it's so big and over the top at times, and the story is so simple. It's really about maintaining that simplicity and that heart and making it truthful, and then being able to bring that physical and this Seussian world to life.
Seth Bazakis, he plays the young Max in How the Grinch Stole Christmas in performances this Thursday and Friday. They're early. They're at 7 at the IU Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.